I'm Margaret Mullings, and welcome to Mentorship Classes. Come on in and take a seat wherever you are geographically. Come on in and bless the Lord. Yes, and you may say or feel like there's nothing to bless the Lord for, but I challenge you right now that if you are breathing and you can move your arms and your legs and speak and hear and see, oh, that's more than enough to give the Lord thanks for. Yes. So before we begin our class, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause to bless your name. For we understand, Father, that it is in you that we live and move and have our being. And Father, right now in this class today, I pray that you would bless each and every one with a special blessing, Father. Encourage each heart that is feeling a bit low today in spirit. Lift them up to that place, Father, to feel joy again in the name of Jesus and to move forward in faith and obedience in the things that you have called each and every one of them to do. May something said in this class today ignite the fire to move forward and continue to do those things that bring joy on this journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Oh yes, I count it joy and actually a privilege to be with you once again in this mentorship class. Today, the topic is life's painful experiences. Listen, no matter where you are geographically, you nor I will escape painful experiences. But it is so important to move forward. And to even when those painful experiences causes you to actually stop studying and pursuing your education or your vocational classes, and to allow the Lord to heal the wounds that cause so much pain in your lives. And I'd like to share with you today from my poetry journal a poem. And yes, the poem is entitled Life's Painful Experiences. Listen, life's painful experiences are really teachers for your learning, to bring you to the realization that discipline and integrity are the order of the day. What a price you pay for every indiscretion. There's a price to pay for every careless mistake. Yes, the pain seems greater than you can bear. Yet the comfort of the word rings out from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You now realize the folly of putting your trust in people and in things, all the folly of being careless and trusting in your own intellect. Yes, with much regret and the wish that you could go back and undo what has already been done. Despair and depression now surrounds you. Hope begins to flee away. At a moment's glance, the warm and welcoming presence of your Abba Father surrounds you, bringing comfort and strength to you, enlightening you with the understanding that every painful experience, every disappointment is really tools. They are tools to sharpen and refine you, to bring you to your rightful place in the kingdom of God. Yes, your most painful experience, if you continue to endure, will bring you to the place of your greatest triumph. These experiences will bring you to your place of destiny. May God, your Abba Father, impart to you endurance today to hold on in all that you are walking through. You will make it through life's painful experiences. Yes, and my prayer for you today, wherever you are geographically in this class, may the pain you have endured bring you joy unspeakable. You have been a shining example of God's love. And so I encourage you right where you are to allow the Lord to heal those painful experiences and use them to lift you to your place of destiny. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until next time, God bless you right where you are. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for everyone in this class today. And Father, I pray that those painful experiences of their lives, of each and every one of the life that are listening, each air that's listening in their lives, Father, that you will take those painful situations, those painful experiences, Father, and bring joy. Bring joy to every life, to every listener right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Have a wonderful day today. God bless you and keep you safe.